Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. The tent encampment in the so-called Mass and Cass area of Boston has been dismantled. Today, city crews pulled down the tents and removed them. The city gave people who lived in them notice that this would happen today. Outreach workers have been finding people alternative places to stay. They say that since last week, more than 80 people have been placed in shelters or housing or have arrangements to stay with family. WBUR's Deborah Becker spent much of the day at the scene of the encampment. She filed this report from Mass and Cass earlier this afternoon and a warning that the story includes a mention of suicide.
About 5 hours ago, there were about a dozen tents here. And now the street is cleared. There's a Boston Police Command Center unit set up at the end of the street to try to prevent tents from coming back. Earlier today, Mayor Wu held a press conference and said the city has made progress, but the work will continue.
We have been committed since November of 2021 to trying to show that a different way is possible than people living on the street and really taking their lives into putting their lives at great risk with the temperatures and other activities that are happening around. We've made progress at every phase, and today will be hopefully the next step that we're taking, a big one for the city.
People were offered shelter, transportation to shelter, and bins to store their belongings, and told that they had to be out by today. As I'm walking, I see advocates handing out socks to people, information about services, bags to pack their things, and bungee cords to tie them together. I see advocate Cassie Hurd, who's with the Material Aid and Advocacy Group.
Sweeping people. Bands like this camping band. You too, be safe, my friend. Only serve to criminalize people. It's been tried across the country and is still being tried across the country in other municipalities. It's been tried in Boston and has been a failure. Nowhere has this proven to be a successful means of addressing homelessness or public substance use.
One of the last holdouts was a woman staying in a tent with two dogs. And they were trying to arrange shelter for her that would accommodate pets. Her friend, Danielle Boyle, says that they did reach an agreement to allow the dogs to leave temporarily, and her friend is taking housing. The tent is coming down.
This is just crazy, everything that's happening. Like, this is just so fast, and they're just taking everything away from everybody down here and just throwing everybody all over the place. Like, they just don't care.
I'm walking down Southampton Street. A lot of people still congregating around, sitting around. People sitting by a convenience store. Some of them not in good shape. Some arguing.
You're screaming you hate your life and you want to kill yourself. You need help then.
Oh, dear Lord!
But right now, Atkinson Street is clear. It is open to traffic, and the streets are being cleaned today. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker from the Mass and Cass area of Boston.